Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. This is your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning is my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stone. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. I'm well rested, well fed. We had the Easter / Passover / Easter egg hunt weekend.
That's nice.
And now I'm ready to go after them. It went well. There's a lot of pollen in the air. You know, spring has sprung. We got people coughing and sneezing, but it's a fun time of year for us, man.
Yeah, now that's the official kickoff to spring, right?
It is, and you know, there are people out there that are looking to buy homes.
Yeah.
That's what happens this time of year, man.
That's right. They got to kind of target their neighborhood so they can move in the summer.
I think the way it starts is they start thinking, we'll do the spring cleaning, and then it's just too daunting. They say, no, honey, let's just move.
Just sell the house.
But we're going to get some expert input on all that, because first up on the High Velocity Radio Show this morning, we have two ladies from USA Mortgage, Ms. Kim Ordonio and Kelly Kirshner. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we are delighted to have you. Lots of questions about real estate. There's a lot that Lee just doesn't know about the topic. But before we go there, let's get a little bit of an overview, if we could, about USA Mortgage and what you're out there doing for folks.
Well, USA Mortgage is very focused on purchases right now. It is a great time to buy. That's one of the reasons why Kim and I decided to come on board with USA Mortgage. And we actually opened their first branch here in Georgia. They're based out of St. Louis, and we're very, very excited. They are 90% purchases. So we do see the writing on the wall, and we are very excited about the future.
What does that mean, purchases? What's the other choice?
Refinance.
Oh, refinance.
Yes.
So typically a mortgage person does either refinance or purchase?
Or both.
Or both.
And we do both.
But you do mostly purchases.
We are focusing on purchases,
Focusing on that. Yes. So how do you focus on purchasing?
Well, it's really the foundation of the company. The company has always been purchased focused, whereas some companies you hear on the radio, they advertise for refinances. We actually focus on building the relationships with the realtors and the folks out there that are focusing on purchases.
And so is the credit market tighter than it used to be? I'll just be upfront with you. Even I was able to borrow money a few years ago. Things were just different, right? But it's a little tighter now, right? Is that the case?
Yeah, it's funny that you ask about that. It is a little bit more difficult to qualify. There is a lot more paperwork that's going to be asked for than it was a few years ago. So, you know, you're going to have to provide your last 2 years' tax returns and W-2s and 30 days of pay stubs. And
Do you know what kind of look you get on a person's face when you tell them that you host a radio show? It's not an impressive thing to say, I'm telling you.
I'm sure it's not. But even though the paperwork, you know, it's a little bit more time-consuming to gather, it's never been a better time to buy a home. I mean, the rates are extremely low. There's some great deals out there. And if you're currently renting, I think you really seriously got to consider purchasing this spring.
Now, when you're saying great deals, is this like for certain groups of people? Like, are there deals for veterans or deals for teachers or deals for policemen? Like who gets these deals?
Everyone gets a deal. there is actually a program out there called the Good Neighbor Next Door program, and it is for the police officers, the teachers, and the firefighters, which allows them to actually purchase a home at half price. So they'll get a first mortgage and a second mortgage, both for 50-50. If they stay in that home as their primary residence for 3 years, after that third year, the second mortgage is forgiven. So they never make a payment, and they don't owe it. So it really is. I mean, who doesn't want a police officer, a teacher, or a firefighter?
In the neighborhood. Yeah. That's good for everybody.
Yeah.
Now, you guys said something very early on, I think, about building relationships with realtors. Say more about that, and why is that so important, in your opinion?
Well, what we do, you have to put your trust in people, and it really is about a relationship between the mortgage person and the realtor, because there's a customer involved, and with that customer, they're putting their trust in both of you. So there has to be a level of trust between the two parties that are helping that customer get the home.
Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, I've got the client, right? I landed the client, and I'm going out, and I'm shopping, and I'm about to make a referral and hand this client, which could mean a lot of money to me, not only on this deal, but all the referrals that I'm going to get down, and then I'm putting them in your hands. That's got to take a huge amount of trust, I would think.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, who else is on that team for a person purchasing a home? So you have the realtor, you have the mortgage person. Who else should that home buyer have on their team?
Well, the realtor and or the mortgage person would refer them to a closing attorney. In the state of Georgia here, we have to have an attorney close the loan. So they're involved. And then everybody needs homeowner's insurance. So there's always a homeowner's insurance agent involved as well. Kim, am I missing anybody?
No, that's about it. And again, Kelly mentioned the relationships. We like to connect people. So if they do come to us, and you know, we'll connect them with the right realtor as well as the other folks involved in the process.
Now, what about, do you become a resource, like you mentioned, the connector? Are you a resource like, oh, I need my house painted? Do you know people that paint houses, or do you know people that fix up stuff, or is that kind of out of your...
Absolutely. We have connections with anything home-related.
Uh-huh. What do I have to do to make myself get the loan? Like, do you have any tips that I can do to clean up my credit or to...
Absolutely. There's a rule of thumb. A lot of times if people have a bunch of credit cards and they're all maxed out, that's going to drive their credit score down. So really you want to have your balances at 30% of what your limit is. And that's actually going to help your scores. So a lot of times we'll have people that'll come to us and they might be on the borderline of being able to get a conventional loan versus an FHA loan if that's what they want. Or on the borderline of having maybe a lower interest rate because the credit score could be a couple points higher. So there's different ways that we can help them. You know, look at the report is the first thing you do. Pull the credit report, see what's on there, see how it's reporting. And sometimes there's things reporting an error that we can actually get documentation from that creditor, and then we can actually get the scores pulled up immediately within days.
Now, if I had, using your example of 30%, like say I had one credit card that was like 90% max and I had two other credit cards that had no balance, would it be better to spread them out and have 30, 30, and 30?
In my opinion, I would say yes. Yes. I'm not a credit repair expert, but yes, I think that would look good to the bureaus because it doesn't show that you're maxed out on anything.
Anything, and then everything's in a manageable stage.
Yep.
And so there are some changes, though, in the FHA, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Today is the big day.
Oh, really?
Actually, Kim's got the information there.
Yeah, there's actually some good news and some bad news. Good news for FHA, if you're currently on an FHA loan, you're going to be able to do an FHA streamline as of June the 11th at a much reduced cost. That's going to really help some folks that have been sitting on the sidelines and unable to create a benefit for them to refinance right now. But come June 11th, anyone with an FHA loan is going to have some really good options out there. Now, on the purchase side, they've actually increased the upfront mortgage insurance premium for FHA, as well as the monthly premium. So as Kelly mentioned, you know, sometimes what we do, we really take a hard look at the credit, see if there's some things that we can improve and maybe get the score up a little bit, because if we can take them conventional mortgage insurance is actually maybe cheaper versus the FHA with the changes that are happening today.
What's the score number that I'm shooting for?
Well, for conventional mortgage insurance, if they want to put 5% down, they're going to need a 720 credit score. Mm-hmm. So really, that's the key number that you want to get to, because if they're willing to put the 5% down rather than the 3.5% for an FHA loan, it's going to save them quite a bit of money monthly.
Now, what about if I have 10% or 20%?
Then you want to go conventional.
And then
Absolutely. What
is my score can be, what, lower?
Yeah, it can be lower. It's tiered based on, because the mortgage insurance companies, they're the ones that are concerned about the credit score.
Right.
Conventional, they'll lend to a 620.
Right.
But it's getting that mortgage insurance to give you the mortgage insurance if you don't have that 20% to put down.
So 620, that's low?
Well,
make a note, 620 is low.
Sounded like a high number to me. Shows what I know. So is this a very competitive arena? Are there a lot of people out there making loans? And if so, how are you differentiating yourself? Is it all about these relationships?
Well, it's also about the products that you can offer as well. If you walked into a big bank, a Bank of America, a SunTrust, a Chase, you're limited to their programs that they offer. When you come to someone like us, like USA Mortgage, we're a mortgage banker. So we can actually go to several different banks, see who's the best deal, and it's a win-win for everyone because we have a lot more options for people, and then the people come to us, they have a lot more options themselves.
Now, you mentioned that USA Mortgage, this is the first time they've been in Georgia?
Yes, we actually opened their first location here in Georgia. We got our license on February the 3rd.
This February?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is brand new.
You're brand new.
We are. Kim and I have been in the industry for quite a while. We worked at the same company for 7 years, or almost 7 years together, and made the move together. So
did you search out USA Mortgage, or did they search you out?
Actually, they searched us out. I'm originally from St. Louis and have some connections there. And, you know, they've built such a great model around their realtor-based business, and that's really what attracted us to them. It's just a great, great setup for getting the purchase process done quickly, keeping your agents happy. That's very important. As Kelly mentioned, we're big on building these relationships, and you got to make sure the process is fast and easy.
Now, were you two working together in your previous job, or you had just known each other?
No, we actually worked together. I was the director of training and development for a different company, and then went back to originating loans after I had my son. Mm-hmm. And Kim actually was my manager. And we were both recruited by an underwriter, actually, that we used to work with as well.
So now that person's with you too, or
yeah, she's actually in St. Louis at the headquarters.
Oh, look at that!
Yeah,
it's all about relationships.
It is.
That's a lesson here.
Well, it is, but they also have the right products and they have the horsepower to get it done, which I think all that adds up very nicely.
Now, and you get to work with us. I mean, come on,
that's a bonus. Now you mentioned that most of your business is purchases, but you still do have some refinance element to your business. Now, can you talk a little bit about what options there are for people that want to refinance and maybe their house is, financially not in the same place it was when they got it?
Sure, absolutely.
He's so polite.
That's a very nice way to say it. I'm sure everyone's heard the term HARP, and that's thrown around quite a bit.
I haven't heard of
that.
Oh,
you haven't? No. Oh, okay.
Should I?
Maybe you should have. But basically what that stands for is Home Affordable Refinance Program, and it's for anyone that currently has a loan that's being serviced by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. There's some options for those folks to where they won't have to get an appraisal. There's an appraisal waiver program. So even if they are underwater, you know, their home has declined and they just want to take advantage of these low rates, there are some programs out there for them now.
Oh, okay. So that's good news for people. And but that's not your sweet spot. But you can do it.
We can do it. Everything's a sweet spot. We just see the future of the industry. Rates are low right now, and they're not going to be low forever. So we have been focusing on the purchases because people are always going to be buying. So while we'll take advantage of these low rates and do the refinances, we really do like to focus on the purchases because that's where you create the clients for life.
Now, these clients for life, are some of them people who are moving to Atlanta?
Absolutely.
Do you get some of your clients for people relocating?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. We work with some agents that they focus solely on that, on relocation.
Now, where would you find, how do you know who's relocating? How do you even go about doing that?
Well, most of the time, by the time the client reaches us, they've actually already been working with a realtor, and the realtor is referring them to us. That's kind of the trickle down. Most of the time, by the time they've reached us, they're already in the process of looking for a home.
Right, so then they're just trying to find the best rates and get somebody to close the deal.
Absolutely. So I already like you both more than I like Lee. But if I were a realtor, why is it that I'm so compelled to start doing business with you guys? How do you get to meet me, and how's that conversation go?
Well, we meet at different events. One of the great events that we actually attended last week was Real Estate Connections. It's the first Thursday of every month, and it's a great way to meet realtors. They actually spotlight a realty company every month, mm-hmm. And I believe that's where I met you two lovely gentlemen.
Yeah, that's our buddy Pasternak.
Right,
yes,
Peter.
So have you ever seen, when Peter comes in the studio, he is so high energy. He is a lot of fun, but all you got to do is turn the mic on, and then you can go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, we leave.
We don't sit there and ask questions or anything.
We ask him if he's done, and then we.
He is a great guy, and he is all about putting people together. So he's actually put us together with some key people, and we're also involved with some other networking groups.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about you guys, where do you have a website? Or
we do, we do. We actually have our own website.
Of course, you do. Is it mortgage related?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's handy.
This one is. It is kimandkelly.usa-mortgage.com, or you can always go to our usa.mortgage.com, and that dash is a hyphen, not a forward or a backslash.
Or the word dash,
yes. USA hyphen, not the word hyphen, mortgage.com. And then our office line, 24/7, 770 770- 916-1234.
Well, thank you both for coming in this morning and sharing some ideas with us. This has been a lot of fun. You guys, you got to come back sometime.
Absolutely.
Maybe bring one of your realtor buds or something.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. How about hanging out with us while we talk to our next guest?
Absolutely.
I'd love to.
All right. Well, next up on the High Velocity Radio Show is a gentleman with the Women's Council of Realtors, the Atlanta chapter, and this gentleman is the president, Mr. Bob Borquez. Welcome to the show, man.
Well, thanks very much, but it's Bo Borquez.
Bo Borquez.
That's the name you mess up.
Well, you
out
see,
of all these names,
I know,
you
Bob,
mess up.
Bob,
well, he gets Ordonio right, but he can't get Bo right.
And my glasses are like right there, but they're not on my face. And you are like the least attractive woman I've ever met.
Yeah, I
was born in Alabama.
Yeah. And I have all my teeth, so that really messes you up. I understand.
So you got to explain that. How can you be in charge of this Women's Council thing, man?
Because I'm a very smart man.
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
So tell us about this outfit.
Women's Council is a phenomenal organization. I'll basically give you the mission statement. We're a network of successful realtors empowering women to exercise their potential as entrepreneurs and industry leaders. Now, it's not just women. It's men as well. We're about 10% male. The organization was begun in 1938, so we're not new to the world. We're the sixth largest women's organization behind the Girl Scouts of America.
Oh, wow.
So not small. We, as Kim and Kelly were referring to earlier, we have partners in the sale process. Those partners include, of course, your realtor, the lender, closing attorneys, inspectors, contractors, all of the above. That's all part of a sale process. It does begin with the client and the realtor, and that relationship is where it all starts. All of that, of course, leads to networking, because it's all about networking. When we are able to connect our clients to the right contractor, to the right lender, it builds a strength and it builds a faith between the realtor and the buyer or seller. And consequently, those relationships are critical for us. Now, the Women's Council, what we do is we have a governing board here in the Atlanta chapter made up of 7 different people. And actually, Kelly and Kim are now working with us as our fundraising chairs. So it's a small world.
And we didn't realize that until you guys came in the studio this morning. Karen booked this show and didn't even realize everybody knew each other.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Small world.
It should probably be a question that you ask when you're bringing people on. Do
right.
you know each other?
It's a good tip.
It is. It's a tech tip for you, yeah.
Thanks.
But at any rate, the governing board meets the first Thursday of every month, and we talk about business and how we're conducting our business, the financials, what we're doing to promote the business, and how we're supporting our sponsors and our affiliates and how they're supporting us, because it's a two-way street. And the third Thursday of every month, coming up this month on the 19th, we'll be right here in Sandy Springs at Aldo's Italian Restaurant on the corner of Abernathy and Roswell Road. And what we do is we have an event every month. It's a business event. In this particular case, it's an evening event. Aldo's will be preparing a nice dinner for us, and there'll be cocktails afterwards. And it all opens up to networking. It's all about our affiliates and sponsors again. And those affiliates are everything from a lender to a closing attorney to a contractor to a home inspection company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the good news about these relationships that we build and these networking events that we have, just like – and Peter Pasternak, by the way, will be our keynote speaker on Thursday. So.
Man, this is a close-knit group,
I can
man.
See that.
This is the smallest world you will ever get into. I started in real estate in 1978, and I promise you I've bumped in and out of people that my goodness,
right.
constantly. It's fantastic. And you watch how people grow in the industry. So it's fantastic. Now, for most of us realtors and by the way, there is a difference between a realtor and an agent or a real estate agent. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, please do circle back because Lee doesn't have a clue.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I know. I saw the look on Lee's face. I'm going to educate you.
Thank you.
But as I was saying, the relationships that we build are ongoing and they're long-term relationships. I try to work within my networking frame as much as possible. So my lenders are my lenders. I normally don't use more than 3.
Uh-huh.
Closing attorneys, same thing. 3, maybe 4. Because sometimes you have a specialized need that only certain attorneys can do. Same thing with inspectors and everything else. So where do you find these people? Well, at the networking events where
right.
you spend the most time and where you get to see these smiling faces all the time. And Kelly and Kim are hard to refuse, so that's a success story all unto itself. Now, we're talking about realtors. What differentiates a realtor from a real estate agent, or what we call a licensee, is a realtor must be a member of the National Association of Realtors, NAR. That is what gives you the right to wear that blue R. In my case, it's a sterling R because I contribute to the RPAC in Atlanta, $1,000 a year, so they give you a sterling R. But that is the only reason you get to wear that blue R. If you don't, if you're not a member of NAR, you cannot wear it. And what makes the difference really at the bottom line at the end of the day is ethics. NAR insists that realtors have a number of continuing education credits every 4 years, and it's a significant number, just like doctors do, just like attorneys do. You have to fulfill all those sets. You also have to take ethics training, which is done every couple of years. And right now, as a matter of fact, we're to that cycle point where pretty much every realtor in Atlanta is going to have to go back to an ethics training class right now. And in fact, Women's Council of Realtors, our education chair, Tripp Anderson, will be teaching that class throughout the Atlanta area. So it should be a lot of fun. But when you talk about ethics in real estate, we saw what happened when the market fell short of those ethical standards.
This is back when they lent me the money. Is that
right.
what you're getting at?
And me. And me. I have the same problem you do. I'm a realtor. I walk into a lender and say, I'm a realtor. Can I get a loan? And when they finish laughing and pick themselves up off the floor, we agree that, no, I can't, but it's okay. Yeah. And today you actually have to have a job.
Really?
Yeah, you really have to have a job.
So we're out, right?
Yeah, we're all out. And you have to have a decent debt-to-income ratio. You cannot have, as you pointed out before, 90% of your cards, 90% full. And our underwriters are really doing a fantastic job. It's going back to where it was when I first began in the 70s. It really has gotten that tight. And you know what? It's a very, very good thing. The market has needed that forever. Good buyers are still good buyers. Good sellers are still good sellers. Market today, we're placing mortgages at interest rates that are unheard of. I've closed 5 or 6 mortgages in the last 30 days that were all under 3.1%.
Wow, man.
And 2 of them were jumbo mortgages. One was a VA jumbo. I mean, that's unheard of. He closed at 3.125. That's amazing.
Right.
So the opportunities for you to go out and buy a house right now, you couldn't pass it up. You shouldn't pass it up. Jump on it is the perfect time.
Get two.
Buy one, get one free. Right.
It's kind of like buying a suit, right? Right. Buy one tweed, one gabardine, 3 for $100.
Now, I have a question for you. There was a time when the stock market was like racing up. Everybody was a day trader, mm-hmm. right? Like you'd find day traders on every corner. They had systems. Mm-hmm. And there was a time when I can sell my own house. I'll just put a sign up and then I can do, it's not that hard. Now when the market changes, then all the day traders go away. And then I assume a lot of these sell your own house people went away as well. Can you talk about the advantages of having, an agent working for you?
Sure. FSBO is what you're referring to, for sale by owner.
Right. Notice there's less of them.
There are less. They're still out there. And there's nothing wrong with trying to sell a house on your own. There's nothing wrong with putting the sign out there. The problem is when you get a buyer, what do you do with them?
Right.
Right.
You know, today we use, here in Georgia, we use the Georgia Association of Realtor forms for contracts. There are others out there, but they really mess up the process. Excuse me. Now, once you get into that process, you have an offer to write. You have a counteroffers to write. You've got contingencies to write. Amendments, addendums, special stipulations, all these things are part of a contract. If you're not trained and licensed to do that, it gets real complicated. You're going to wind up paying somebody somewhere to do that for you. And you better have somebody who knows what they're doing because the laws and the rules are changing almost daily. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're constantly being updated. As Kelly and Kim will tell you, the lending rules right now are changing almost daily, and they are as well for real estate. So, yeah, you can sell the house on your own to your next-door neighbor or whoever, but getting that to closing is a real process. And where are you going to get the loan? Who's going to originate that loan? What lender are you going to use? What relationship do you have? How are you going to get this client who has no backing whatsoever to put together the right information, the right package to bring to that lender to originate a loan? It's very, very, very complicated. It's even difficult for a lot of realtors. We've lost, I don't want to quote a number because I don't know what the number is, but a huge amount of real estate people in the last 4 years. I mean, the market has just dumped, which is good for the rest of us who are hanging out.
Well, the people that have made it through the crisis, I would assume, are that these are the real realtors. You know, it's not the
right,
one that's
right.
Like, yeah, I'm a realtor, and I'm also, I sell to the other members of my tennis team. Right. You know, like right. the one house every couple of years, and it's like a hobby.
Taxidermy and realtor.
Right, right. Like it seemed like there was a period where everybody was a realtor.
No,
like everybody
true.
Knew a realtor.
It's absolutely true. And everybody worked at Kmart on the weekends, and they right. sold real estate during the week, and it was all about cousins and aunts.
Right.
Well, that is gone. It really is gone. The people who are still here today are the pros, and I'll give you real quickly, there are a couple of pet peeves of mine that I have. If I call another agent, another realtor on the phone, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, and I get that message that says, if you're calling after 5 p.m., I'll return your call tomorrow, that person I will not work with. I don't want to work with that person. That is not a pro. I answer my phone literally 724, 365, as long as my eyes are open and I'm standing vertical. I will answer it. Well, sometimes I'm a little loaded, so I don't want to do that. It's a little embarrassing.
It's understandable.
Yeah, because you always answer the phone, I love you, man. But I do try to answer my phone every single time it rings. And if I miss a call, I respond back to it within 15 minutes. That's my rule. I always do it that way. I've always done it that way. At the end of the day, this business, just like Kelly and Kim's business, it's all about customer service. I spent a lot of years in customer service in corporate America. And I ask people all the time to give me a definition of customer service, and they tell me, well, give the customer what they want. No, it's not that easy. True customer service is anticipating your customer's needs and giving them to them before they even know they want them. That's real customer service. And it's an art. It's hard work. It's a full-time 365 job. I promise you that. I am up frequently till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning processing contracts, going over amendments, checking stipulations, making sure I've met the things right. Every contract package has a list of documents that I check off 3, 4, 5 times. When I leave here today, I'm going to 2 different closing attorneys to drop off packages for 2 new contracts. And they have to be right when I get there. Otherwise, I'm driving back to the Galleria with something to fix. I don't want to do that.
So what does the WCR need right now? Do you need more members? Do you need more awareness?
Yes and yes.
Where's the effort?
Yes and yes. Our effort this year is to double the membership.
Oh, wow.
And we're right on track right now. We're doing absolutely great with help from people like Kelly and Kim who are coming in to help us out, our sponsors. We have great sponsors. We truly do, and they give us a significant amount of dollars. What we did this year different, because, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing the same way and expecting different right. results, right? So we did something different this year. Up until 2011, WCR hosted monthly events. They were luncheons, business luncheons. They're very nice, but it's kind of like going to a bar mitzvah. You know, you had the big head table with the bride and the groom and all the right. people. It was really formal, you know, and I'm more of a beer and steak and potatoes guy. So I thought to myself, what are we doing wrong? Membership was diminishing. We still maintained our senior members. Our older members had been with us for a while, but the young folks weren't coming on board. They right. weren't excited. So I thought to myself, what is this going to take? It takes food, it takes booze, it takes evenings. That's what it takes. Party. And so that's what we did. We started this year having evening events all throughout the city, in Buckhead and Midtown and Phipps Plaza. And here in Sandy Springs, we have great keynote speakers. And the idea is we ask now our sponsors and our affiliates, when you come to one of these events, bring your favorite realtor with you.
Oh, nice.
Bring them with you. I mean, you owe them something anyway. They've been giving you business. Bring them to the event. If you don't have the money to pay for it, I'll pay for it. I'm okay with that. And I'll provide them a drink when they come, you know, give them a little coupon for one free drink. The rest is out of their pocket, but it's good for the business as well.
Sure.
And this has been starting to grow the business. They're getting more and more excited about it. We're doing more marketing, and we need more marketing. We need more realtors is what we need. The sponsors and the affiliates are here, but they only come because they want to meet realtors.
More right. realtors.
Yeah, and the realtors don't come to meet affiliates because we see them every day everywhere we go. So we need more realtors so that we can grow our base and give our affiliates more business. That's the network.
Now, are you doing anything that kind of helps that new young entrepreneur get involved and get kind of integrated into this world?
Yeah, we sure are. We have a program. It's called the Professional Skills and Sales Academy. We partner up with 6 of our sponsors, our main sponsors, every year. And what we do is these candidates come from, we ask brokers in the area to submit to us what would be what we call their rising stars. These people need to be in the business between 2 and 6 years, somewhere in that number. And then we ask the broker, give us these people that you think is a rising star that's going to be a killer realtor. We bring them into the Professional Sales and Skills Academy. We fund everything. It's a scholarship. It's free for them. That CE credit, so they get continuing education credit on top of that, costs them nothing, and some CE credit can be pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. Then what we do is we'll take them to those sponsors' locations, Kim and Kelly's perhaps, a moving company. Atlanta Peach is one of our biggest sponsors.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And they're taking us to the Braves game on this Friday, so that's a good thing. So what we do is we take these people from the academy to the sponsor's business, and they spend hours and hours there learning the inside of that business. How do you set up a move? How do you set up the orders? Who does what? How do you dispatch the trucks? Where do we go? What's our time frame?
Right.
How do we measure it? And we do that with everybody, with closing attorneys, with home inspectors.
So this way they know every system inside and out to help educate their client, right?
Exactly. And then what happens is that young realtor, that shining rising star, then falls in love with this company because they know it
right.
from the inside out. It's
right.
grassroots. So when they need a mover or they need an inspector or they need a lender, where do they go?
Right. That's their first call. But even if they don't use them, they still understand the process a little
Absolutely.
Bit more so they can educate their client either way.
Absolutely. Our clients today, because of the internet, as you know, you guys probably do the same thing. You go on there and you go on Realtor.com and you look at homes and you see what's out there. And, you know, they probably know as much about real estate as most realtors do, truly.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't know is the nuances of the laws and the guidelines
right.
that we have to deal with. But they know. When they come to us, they're fully aware of what they're doing and where they're doing it. And it's up to us to be knowledgeable. You can't sit there and go, I never heard of that before.
Really? What is that again?
Yeah.
Now, is this, in your opinion, a good time? You mentioned the rates are low, but is this really a good time to buy a home? Because, you know, you have to sell your home a lot of times.
Yeah, and there's a couple of challenges in there. I tell my clients all the time, you're probably going to be upside down right now. It's rare to find the person that's not. It really is. I'm upside down. Everybody I know is upside down. That doesn't mean that you have to sell short or you have to do any of those things. That means that you may take a small hit on the sale of your house. But you're going to get a bonus on the buying side because they're going to take a hit too.
Right.
So it kind of balances itself out. Now, as far as the time goes, historically, there has never been a better time. You know, I spent 2 years as the chairman of the Governmental Affairs Committee here in Atlanta for the Atlanta Board of Realtors, and we work very closely with what we call the Realtor Party. And we work with the local government, state, and federal government, Johnny Isaacson and company, to take care of all property ownership issues. We have cleaned up a lot. The issues have been cleaned up. The inventory is going away in the Atlanta area. Prices, I think, are as down as they're going to be. You're going to see spikes in certain locations. Remember, the greater Atlanta area is a big area.
Right.
You know, it covers a big chunk of real estate. But the primaries, like where I work, I'm focused in East Cobb, Roswell, Sandy Springs, Buckhead, Alpharetta, Milton. That's my area. That's where I work. And some Cherokee, some Woodstock and Kennesaw. Those areas are not only stabilized, I believe that they're starting to come back up.
Mm.
Yeah, slowly, but they are coming back up. The trend is going in the right direction. We are never, in any of our lifetimes in this room, I'm sure not my son's lifetime or his children's lifetime, are we ever going to see interest rates like this again? Ever. They're gone. I mean, I started in 78, like I told you before. In 1981, real estate interest rates went up to 22%.
Wow.
I was selling homes on the east end of Long Island at that time. You know what it's like to sell a $1 million home at 22%? As they say in New York, forget about it.
Exactly. But with your permission, I'd like to invite Kim and Kelly back into the conversation.
Of course.
I'd like to get your perspective on what compelled you to take an active role in this organization, and what do you guys, how would you articulate the benefits of being involved with these folks?
Besides being around me.
Besides being around
well, a win by
Bo,
itself.
You know.
Besides being around Bo, or as some of his close friends refer to him, Bob.
Right, of course. Well, one of the great things that I love about WCR is the training aspect. They take a lot of the new real estate agents, realtors coming into the business, and they really train them, and they teach them how to be successful and how to run a business, you know. That's really what they need help with, because a lot of them fail. A lot of the, you know, the brokers out there do not offer any type of training. So this is something that someone new to the industry can take advantage of, get the training they need to run a successful business.
Now, from your end as mortgage people, is what's your frustration with realtors and real estate agents? Is that they'll say, hey, make this loan happen, and they haven't done any of the vetting at all? Is that a frustration, or is that not an issue for you guys?
you know what, if they have somebody that's looking to buy a home and they're willing to send them to us and give us the opportunity to get them
a
home,
that's fine.
That's fine.
You're good with that.
Kelly's going to make it work.
Well, and if I can't make it work today, I can set a plan, whether it's a 30-day, a 90-day, or a 12-month plan. We'll figure out a way to get somebody a home.
Right.
It depends on how much work they need to do or if they're ready to go right now.
Now, Bo, from your end, when you're working with mortgage people, you don't want any surprises, right? When you're going to the table, you want this thing to go smooth as glass, right?
Yeah, there's no such thing as no surprises anymore. I'll tell you that. Now, understand that, and Lee, for your edification, the mortgage loan process isn't just what Kelly and Kim are doing. You've got underwriters in there. You've got appraisers that they don't have any control of anymore. That's become a real sticking point in our business these days is the appraisal system. Used to be, back when they were giving you a mortgage.
we're back to that again.
Yeah, well, it's a reality. Back in those days, the appraisers actually had an affiliation. They had a relationship with the lenders, with the banks. And then the attorneys had a relationship with the banks and with the appraisers. And that's where you got this whole good old boy network going on. And that's what happened to the market. And rightfully so, it crashed and burned. Now we're circling back, and what they've done is they've pulled the appraisers out of that process. They no longer have that relationship. So what they've done is they've put them into a pool. And Kelly and Kim can correct me, but I believe that what they have to do now when they need an appraisal on properties, they have to go to one source who then goes to a pool, and they then assign an appraiser. Am I correct?
Yes, there's a management company. So there's several appraisal management companies now, you know, and they – it's changed. We can't communicate to appraisers anymore. Where before, it was a good thing and a bad thing. You know, your good loan officers would stop a process from taking place. You know, an appraiser would call and say, you know, I can see that the contract says that you want, you know, the contract says $200,000. This home is only worth $150,000. You know, I'm not going to proceed with the appraisal because I don't want to spend this customer's money on something that's not going to appraise. So that was a good thing. But there were also the loan officers out there that did say, you know, hey, Kelly, or hey, you know, Mr. Appraiser, excuse me, I need this value to come in at $300,000 to get this deal done, and you're not going to get my business anymore unless you can make it happen. And that's where they started stretching these values out, and that's where we did get into trouble. So now, if I want to do a loan for somebody, I have to contact a management company who's going to contact the appraiser who's going to do the appraisal. So there is no communication between lender and appraiser.
And then the appraiser comes in from we don't know where. I just recently closed a few properties here in East Cobb, and one of the appraisers literally came in from Alabama. How is somebody from Alabama, pardon, you know, I'm sorry for your family, but how is somebody from Alabama going to know what a value of a property in East Cobb Walton High School District. How could they possibly?
Right, don't they just go to Zillow?
Yeah, and that's why they're wrong 90% of the time.
And there's an inspector in this formula. There's a lot of fingers in this.
Several inspectors. And if you're talking about a new home, new construction, you've probably got 15 to 20 inspectors, then the county, and then the state. So it gets really, really intense. So now what's happened because of this whole appraisal process is people like me who have had a little bit of success, I'm able to at least afford to do this. Not every realtor can. I do a pre-listing appraisal before I list any property, and I pay for it out of my pocket. It's a roughly $400 to $500 hit every single time I list a property. And that does two things. One is it at least tells my client that I'm sincere about this. I'm taking skin off of my body and putting it into your deal here. Secondly, of course, they have to have an agreement with me that when the appraised price comes in, we stay within 10 or 15% of that. You know, we know we have to have some play for negotiation, but not much. And consequently, I listed a property 9 days ago today. 9 days ago, she's an old client of mine. We've been together for a while. We knew it was going to be a short sale. I had one of my favorite appraisal companies come in, D.S. Murphy. They're huge here in Georgia. They're one of our sponsors at WCR. Scott Murphy came in, did the appraisal, told me what the number was going to be. I listed it $1,000 below that. That's it. $1,000 below that number. I sold it in 5 days.
All right.
I'm going to the contractor, I'm going to the attorneys right now to present the contract so they can begin the process. But, I mean, that's what it's all about today. And that's why when Kelly and Kim are talking to you about they're new to this market in here in the Atlanta area, but they come with a bunch of wisdom. They know what they're doing in writing a loan. They're working with realtors who know the business. And we at WCR spend 99% of our time educating young realtors how to get through these processes and how to help your clients. It's all about your client. That's all this is about.
Right.
I don't care about anything else. I don't care if we're all eating great or not. It's about the clients. And today, everybody's scared out there. Everybody.
Now, if a realtor wanted to, or a real estate agent who wanted to be a realtor, who wanted to get involved, what's the best way of kind of engaging with you guys?
Simply, first of all, they have to be a realtor to be with WCR.
They have to be. So it's not for the real estate agent. It's for realtors only.
Women's Council of Realtors. And you got to have the capital R-E-A-L-T-O-R-S with a little Google on the end. You have to be a realtor. In order to be a realtor, you have to join the National Association of Realtors.
Right.
And a local board, whichever board that is. I'm a member of Georgia Association of Realtors, Atlanta Board of Realtors, and National Association of Realtors.
Okay, and that website again?
It's www.wcratlanta.com.
All right. Thank you for joining. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to plug your business?
I am a realtor with Harry Norman Realtors. Harry Norman has been around since 1929. We are it's almost like a family-owned business. We're very centralized into the Midtown, Buckhead, Roswell, Marietta. I'm in East Cobb. As I mentioned before, I'm all over the place out here. Harry Norman is probably one of the most professional companies there is, 100% realtors, unlike other companies where some are realtors, some are not. We are 100%
realtors. Do you have a website for yourself?
Yes, www.bo.borquez.com.
All right. Nicely done.
Not Bob.
Not Bob.
Not Bob. Thanks, Kim.
He'll be buying that URL, though, just in case.
That would be a good move.
And by the way, you guys are more than welcome to join us on the 19th at Aldo's. Come on by.
It's right down the street,
right
man.
Down the street.
That sounds like fun stuff.
Sounds good.
It'll be a nice evening. You'll see Peter there. It'll be like old times. You know all of us.
I think we ought to go anyway, even if Peter is going to be there. Just kidding, Peter. Well, fun. So did you learn anything in the show?
Yes, a lot.
All right.
I got to get my credit score up. That's what I'm doing.
620 won't work.
Yeah. 620 is not a happening thing. Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, Lee Cantor, and our guests today, Kim Ordonio, Kelly Kirshner, and Bo Borquez, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.